Farmers Net Reunion, New Year's Eve, 1968. George, W1HLY, Riverside, Rhode Island.
One of those black circular flyleaf holders. The inexpensive holder, I guess. Those flyleaf crystals, which had the metal top and the orange side to them, they were nice crystals. I got a couple of them, one for 20 meters, and I got another one for 1805. And the one on 1805 worked very good. That's a Briley with the color base, you know, and the metal top to it. It's got all the information on it, on the top, you know, printed. But the old Briley Bakelite cases there, they're big, you know. I have to use one of the Texas-type crystals to get into this Ranger. That's how much room we have if we'd use a crystal in there. But the HD9 I can use any size, considering if we use adapters and so far. Yeah.
W2SZV, Riverhead, New York.
Greetings to you, Sam. The handle here is Harry. As you probably heard George say a few times there. The handle is Harry. We're running the Globe Scout Model 65A. And the VFOs are hooked up. The antennas are first-wave doublet, doublet coax. And we got a pot of Blomfield relay and which operates off the transmit receive switch of the transmit standby switch of the Globe Scout. And we're
one switch
operation.
Jack, W1AXL, Claremont, New Hampshire.
Yeah, well, let me get you straightened out real quick, because I recall the Farmers Net didn't have any master of ceremonies as such. The only time we ever had one was when we got into a mumble jumble and didn't know who would get it next and so on and so forth. And then somebody who knew the original gang that happened to call in on that evening would take it and straighten it out and put it into a rotation, and that's all it ever was. It was a very friendly, very friendly net that used to meet 24 hours a day, I guess, didn't they, Walt? Seemed like they did. So, as I say, about the only time we ever had anybody heading the thing up was just when things got a little bit out of hand and somebody would forget who was in there that had called in later on. Usually Uncle Irving, old Uncle Irving would come in and he'd say, just a minute, boys, now let's get this thing squared away. And he'd give the rotation down through there and we'd all fall right in line and that's the way it works.
Bruce, W1JJS, Plum Island, Massachusetts.
Well, very good day all the way around. Copying everybody good and by golly, Hassel, sure glad to hear from you. Copy, all okay? Well, I want to wish you all the best for the new year, and of course, that goes for everybody else, including all the listeners there. Yeah, okay on Tom there, Jack, fine. Well, golly, I used to work him all very often there, and of course, that's how I got to call in that once in a great while. Yep. And Walt, you're doing all right over here, and by golly, happy new year to you there, too, and you down there, Cliff. Yeah, I believe this is the first time I worked you from Manchester there. And by gosh, certainly glad to be able to say hello to you again there, too. Well, I don't know, Jack, I guess... we're getting a few here anyway, and maybe as evening wears on anyway, we'll get more and more in and out here.
Walt, W1EFN, Pittsfield, Mass.
Yeah, we used to be in a farmer's net. We were a farmer, too, at the time. Yeah, we were living on a farm at the time. And we used to get into it at noontime, I guess, more than any time. I used to work a lot of the boys around noon hour. Over in New York State and up in Vermont. 1NH, I 1NH there, old boys. Too bad old 1NH, one nice ham. Let's see, what's his name? His name is Hassam. Oh, I can't think of his first name now. I didn't think I'd ever forget it. But he lives up there in Bennington, Vermont now. He lives in Bennington, Vermont. He lived in Powell, Vermont. When he used to be on here. We used to work 1NH at noon hour. We used to work W2AQX. W2AQX, old butcher over in Niverville, New York. And a few of the boys up around Glens Falls or somewhere like that. Right at noon hour. With a 201A with loop modulation. Yes, sir. Well, by golly, okay, and it's snowing up there, John. It snowed a little bit down here once today, and it snowed a little bit here a little more there. Little round snow. And it got awful slippery going up a side street out here in front of us here, Hancock Road. It goes up a hill. And a little while ago, that place was all tied up. Oh, about an hour ago, it was all tied up with cars. They couldn't get up the hill, and two cars that hit each other, they had to get the wreckers up to take both of them away. Both of them were pretty well smashed in the front. And the door on one of them. They had the street all tied up. Boy, there was cars all up and down the street. Here, half a mile, I could look up and down here, and there were cars all over the place. And the cop was turning them away, making them turn around, go back, get out of there. But they finally got them straightened out, got the sander up here and sanded the street. And the sander had a heck of a time getting up, around the cars and getting up there at all. But he finally did, and left around the street different times, so...
Jack, W1AXL.
Before I forget it, we have, I don't know how long you've been listening on the frequency, but we have Hassle W1LTW, Walt W1EFN, and Cliff W1PPN, and Bruce W1JJS on the frequency. And I want to say, hello, George Bailey. W1KH, now W2KH, my gosh. George, Happy New Year to you down there, if you can hear me. And I sure wish you could get up here on 160 meters, and I got a feeling, Sam, that some of these guys are going out and buy themselves a Ranger or something, and there's going to be a run on Rangers. Just to get up on 160, you want to make a bet. Yeah, George, I wish I could hear your voice. Charlie Doe is listening. He didn't, apparently can't get on, but W1AD, Bellas Falls, Vermont's listening, I'm sure. W1MPP, Eunice. Mrs. Eunice Thompson, now. I always want to say her maiden name, Eunice Randall. But W1MPP and Ken Thompson up at Senator Sandwich, I think it is, New Hampshire. I've lost the letter here right now. Their winter home. They're listening, George, and I think they're kind of, I think that Eunice might be kind of itchy to get on this band, too. And there are several others, I'm sure, that are listening that can't get on here tonight.
Cliff, W1PPN, Manchester, Connecticut.
We're past 73 to everyone. I hope I haven't forgotten any people who have called in there. And since, Jack, you have... I've been designated the unofficial net control, although I understand the farmer's net never needed one. We'll shoot it back up there to you, and you can pass it to Bruce, because I think it is his net next. 73, a very happy new year, and we won't be able to come back for a next go-round. W1AXL and the gray-haired net, correction, and the farmer's net.
Jack, W1AXL.
Well, it goes over to... Bruce, the other information, Sam, from Bruce to W1EFN, up to W1LTW, and then back to W1MGP from Hassle, and then hand back over to me there, and then we'll go around again. I want to, next time I'll read off a few of the calls here, and I'm sure Sam has some information down there too.
Walt, W1EFN.
Fan will say good evening to Sam down there. We copied you, Sam, Q5S8-9. But we didn't do too good on Hassel that time. We got very little of it. He didn't seem to be as strong. And I put the beat oscillator on here, and he was right smacking under the S8 plus a TV birdie. And I could not copy him at all with the beat oscillator on. So I put it back in ABC, and every once in a while I'd copy a little bit as he beat up against the TV birdie. TV birdie's pretty broad, and he'd beat up against there once in a while, and I'd get a few words, and he'd go out of picture again, and then he'd be back in again, and that's the way it was. So I didn't make out too well. Not too good on you, Hassel, on account of the bad TV birdie down here. Everybody else has gotten over it so far okay. And I want to wish, of course, there a happy new year. Thanks a lot there for your wishes there to Bruce and Cliff. And you up there too, of course, Jack. And okay about those big flakes of snow down there in Connecticut. Well, it won't last long if they're big flakes of snow. And you can thank the Lord they're big flakes of snow. Because it won't last long if that's the way it's coming down. I wish that's the way it would start here, but it don't. Starts off with little round stuff that you can hardly see. And I don't like that because it usually gets worse and worse all the time.
Jack, W1AXL.
Yeah, I had, I went off in trouble the other night, and I have been working feverishly ever since to get this thing back on. I just got it going here about 7 o'clock tonight, believe it or not. And I guess it's going to be okay. I hope so. I think I found my trouble. And the thing is all out of the rack, and everything's a mess around here. But, Eunice was listening the other night, and she called long distance last night. But I wasn't home. I had to work late. But she did talk to Mary. So that's how we knew that Eunice and Ken would be listening up there, way up in the snow country. And Ken and Eunice, a very happy new year to you people up there, and from us here on 160 meters on the reunion of the Farmer's Net. And maybe, George, I hope we're coming through well enough so that you can get a tape of this, or some of it at least. And glad to know you're on and active, George. It's been a long time. I haven't talked with you since you went to the second call area. In fact, I guess the last time we talked with you probably was December 7th, 1941, when we were all told to get off the air and stay off, which we did. But on the next morning, December 8th, at about 8 o'clock or 7:30, around 7:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning, everybody had their receivers on 1840, and on came a great big fat carrier calling CQ the Farmer's Net, "Where is everybody? I don't hear anybody on the band." And he signed his call W1BST. W1BST, Laconia, New Hampshire. And within about 10 minutes, I think Doc Steady got long distance telephone calls from all over the United States telling him to get the heck off the air, that had been ordered off. I don't think you'll ever live that one down. And for you who don't know who Doc Steady is, he's called a W1BST, and he's better known by some of the inner circle as Brown Eyes. And I wonder who named him Brown Eyes. She's listening tonight. Yeah, I think she is. I hope she is. W1LIY is W4C. Billy Gleason from Hopedale is W4CGJ, and I don't know his, I've got the his address, but I can't find it. I was looking for it while you were talking, and I don't remember where it was. Sam, now just a quick rundown of some of the boys that might be listening tonight, although I doubt, well, some of them may be, but here's a list of some of them. I haven't begun to compile a list of all of the fellows that are on the Farmer's Net. But here may be a few familiar calls. W1IWY, W1KBQ, W1LPM, 1 APK, 1 KMP, 1 AAR, 1 IKK, 1 JB, 1 DQ, 1 DBE, 1 FCI, 1 JES, 1 CUZ, 1 HHG, 1 AD, 1 AMP, 1 KH, 1 ZK, remember? W1 JLK, W1 BST, W1 DHX, W1 JAW, W1 HYO, and a host of others I'm sure that some of you can remember. Here's a list of the one I kind of hate to read. This is a list that I'm sure are in silent keys. W1 CEA, W1 AEF, W1 CEA, that's Arthur Heath, Hampton, New Hampshire. W1 AEF, Billy Blake, Hampton, New Hampshire. W1 ANS, George Farley, Milford, New Hampshire. W1 IDY, Pelham, New Hampshire. W1 KYN, Tom. Where was he? I got his QTH right at the moment. W1 KBT, West Bridgewater, Mass. Denny. W1 AWQ, Charlie Garcelon. From up way up above where the Rangeley Lake area, where Eunice's summer home is. W1OE, Pennacook, New Hampshire. W1BKB, who was in Claremont and died in California. W1ITF, Northwood, New Hampshire, George Cole. And there were others that I don't know of. That's the list you kind of hate to read, you know. I received a call from W1BST just a few minutes ago while Vassal was transmitting. And Doc wants to be remembered to all you fellows and wants me to pass on his season's greetings. Wish you all a happy new year. And Doc, I think you got in just at the tail end of the list I was reading. And I didn't tell you on the landline, but George Bailey, W1KH, is listening tonight. If you can hear me now, Doc, I hope you can. He is now W2KH in New York City. He's listening tonight. He called Sam via the Twisted Pair a little while ago. And Eunice and Ken, W1MPP, Eunice and Ken are listening up at Center Sandwich up near you there tonight. They called last night on the Twisted Pair. And so we've now heard from Doc Steady, the guy that violated all the rules in the book the day after Pearl Harbor. And Hassel, I never knew it before. I guess I didn't know. I think Doc told me this one time. You mentioned it during the last transmission. But you were the one, I guess you were probably the first one that called him. And I think Doc did tell me how you were the first one that called him that morning after Pearl Harbor. Yeah, and so Doc, I have a witness that there was more than one of us called you. There was at least two, and I think probably if Doc could admit it, that there would be several more telephone calls he got that morning. And the dog just came in here and opened the door. Now let's see. I don't have Eunice's telephone number, so I can't give you that, Sam. And I told you the other day where I was on December 31st, 1939. I wasn't on the Farmer's Net that night. I was out to a party myself. That was when I was a young fella. In fact, I was out at the fellow's house who made the original recording that I'm going to play here in a couple of minutes. Yes, I do have two pictures here. One of them, I think, was around 1939 or 40. And the other one was in, it must have been 1939, and the other one was 1940. I don't have the date on this other one here, but I think this was an earlier picture. And there's quite a gang there in the picture. There's, roughly, I want to count Fast County, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh my gosh, there must be 20. There must be about 60 or 70 there at that picnic down at Arthur Heath's. This particular picture was taken at the ballpark there at Hampton, New Hampshire, at Hampton Beach. And there must be around 60 or 75 in this group picture. and the other picture are just about the same. The TV birdie that I was bothered with, when we moved down just a little bit, or until we moved down, we moved up a little lower in frequency, down. And I don't have that problem, although I wasn't bothering any of you fellows tonight. But I've cleared it now by coming down to this spot, which is just a little bit lower than we were before. And what else? I had a million and one things I wanted to say. I'd forgotten all about LXQ, Sam, Fisher's Island, but now you're really brought back memories. And there was one LOS, another fellow we haven't mentioned tonight, that was on quite active on the Farmer's Net. It was Homer Sawtell, W1KPL, in Peterborough, New Hampshire at that time. And yes, I remember 2IV very well, Walsh, and 1AJS and 1DWP. Well, we could go on here all night just recalling calls of fellows that we haven't already listed here. So I'm going to try, I don't think this recording is going to pan out any better than Sam's, and probably not as good. It's an old 78 RPM disc. It's quite scratchy, and there was some noise in there, but just let me try it. Hang on just a minute. You might go off as well, Mary. I don't know if it's going to work, but we'll try it here.
Riverhead, Long Island, New York. River, April 3, 7 p.m., 1940, Massachusetts, MASS. And there's a 1 cent stamp on that of Henry W. Longfellow, 1 cent stamp on it. See, it don't seem like it was longer ago than 40 when we could send them for 1 cent. But that's what this one's got on anyway. And the picture on there of the ham pointing to the crack in the wall, and he said, "We need another card to shut out the draft, O.M. How about yours?" And at that time, you belonged to ARRL and Fall River Amateur Radio Club, I guess. It's FRARC. And you lived at 270 Bank Street, Fall River. And it says exhaler and inhaler, but it looks awful blank over there. So I don't know what you were using at that time.
Bruce, W1JJS, Plum Island, Massachusetts. As the midnight hour approached, he was on the air when the new year came in.
I still got half a minute here, so. But I guess my clock's half a minute earlier. But as you say, on the network, if I go, they ought to fire it up again. And as you say, I think probably a semi-minute would be about as good as anything because, everybody's usually at home Sunday night anyway, this time of year. And from now until good weather, they're pretty apt to be around there. So that might be a good time to start off with anyway. And probably you and Jack get together there and figure out some sort of a deal there. I'd certainly be glad to get on. And I imagine a lot of others would too. And, by golly, I knew Jim Dillon there, basically this afternoon in 75. I was going to get out and give him a call, but I couldn't get the thing on any meters. And I cut the coax on my sideband rig, so I couldn't get on with that either. And I was in an awful mess here. I was going to try and get a hold of him, you know. Man, this is